Ahoy there, landlubbers.
Dan.
Whoa, yeah, what's up?
Why do doctors hate operating on pirates? It's so stupid.
Because they have crossed bones.
I like that. That's really good.
Yeah. It's a nice one. That's family friendly.
I like that
and
one.
And now the family friendly part ends.
We should send that to Bo, actually.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, man. Welcome to Monroe's Chest, the podcast that sails the seas of whimsy and dives into the depths of nautical nonsense.
Jesus.
Join us as we navigate through the seas of laughter, uncovering treasures hidden within Monroe's mythical chest, where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity and unexpected discoveries.
You set the bar so high.
Yep.
Makes me feel like I have to be hilarious.
You naturally are, so it's okay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Gosh, I'm blushing.
You're cute when you blush.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm blushing extra.
Oh, everybody. Yeah, can we get the captain's log?
Yeah. Are we doing, what are we doing first? We
switch it up. The captain's log. The captain's log. Let's do that. The captain's log. We rode our way into the port of Dreadhaven and met a miner. Or met some mining goods, I should say. We bought a stick of dynamite. Or dynamite, air quotes, and everything. Made our way to a local tavern where we met the mayor, Zach, who invited us over to his place later on at dusk. Drug. Made some drug deals and some sketchy choices. Luckily, we don't have to break him out of jail, thank God. We met up with Mayor Zach, learned a little bit about Gabrielle, and how to rig an election. Mayor Zach put us up for the evening, and here we are. My name is Luke, and I'll be playing Captain Lafarius.
My name is Sean, I'll be playing Drog.
I'm Jason, I'll be playing Laura.
I am Matt, and I will be Dash / Bardis.
I'm Dan, I'll be running these shenanigans. As we left off in the last episode.
Oh, yeah, the whisper.
The captain in his ear hears, "My name is Gabrielle Yaman."
Yaman? Gabrielle Yaman? And
as you start to become conscious, you feel in your shoulder a dagger. Okay.
Oh.
So, you are going to be brought down to one hit point.
What?
It's an auto crit, and I don't want to roll the other damage because it probably would be overkill.
Okay.
And you hear,
"Whatever he told you is a lie."
I doubt that, but why the dagger?
And as you start to kind of blink your eyes and start to wake up more from the searing pain in your shoulder, there's nothing sitting next to you in the room.
Oh, what the fudge? And am I, like, viciously bleeding right now?
It's bad. It's really bad. Like, your arm is kind of a little limp.
Captain, go back to sleep. It's late.
I can't feel my arm very well.
Are you having a heart attack?
No heart attack. I don't know, there's blood everywhere.
Oh! Oh, God! Somebody do something. You do the Healy thing, don't you?
I do not do the Healy thing.
What are you here for?
To fix the ship.
You, Drog. Mm-hmm. What you got? You got something?
I got something. Medicine check. 17.
Yeah, nice.
So, bind you up. Out of my stash of things, put like a little bit of something that's like a numbing agent. Like actual medicinal.
Okay.
Like, legitimately.
He's
like,
already numb.
Well, that's probably going to change when blood flow gets back up and running. You know. Clean it up, bind it.
What the
Who did this?
ex-wife, Captain?
No. No ex-wives that I know of.
Fair enough.
Gabriella Yaman.
She did. She. Gabriella stabbed you?
Yeah. Told me that everything Mayor Zach said was incorrect.
Well, that seems like a shitty way to tell you that. That's very rude.
That was really rude. Ow.
I'm sorry, I can't. I can't.
I'm also going to lay on
I can't heal
myself
you.
The full 25.
Okay. This is like right when he fell asleep, so I don't think you're really going to need to do a whole lot.
I'll still do it just to.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
I'll stay up and stay and watch. Come. We don't need you getting stabbed again.
I appreciate that.
You look like shit.
Oh, I feel like shit.
Oh, good night's sleep. We'll fix that right up.
Everyone's been kind of checking the room. Passive perception. Anyone but Dash would notice that there's actually a note on your chest.
Okay. I grab the note.
Cool. It's a tattered note. It has a depiction of the island. And where the gold mine is, there's a little X next to it.
Well, X marks the spot.
Investigation.
Sure.
I want to see if someone might be still in the room with us, or if like the door's still locked. Like trying to see how they got in here.
Okay.
So. 3.
Yeah.
A mystery.
There's a little bit of like a shoe print on the ground, but you could just tell it's a weird size foot.
Dash, did you lock the door?
Of course I locked the door.
I probably didn't lock the door.
Can I check the door?
Sure.
Okay.
It's unlocked.
You didn't lock the door.
It's not my fault. I gave Drog that duty. I delegated. I'm first mate now, right?
Well, let's do something here. So I'm going to take a dagger. Now, is the handle like this, like flat? Or is it like a round?
It's a round knob.
Round knob? Okay.
What you doing there, Drog?
Trying to think of a way how to secure this.
Does the door swing in or out?
In.
You could just jab it in the floor right at the base of the door.
Is there a lock on the door?
We've already locked it, but I would like to have another
I
surprise.
Did! See? He's my witness.
I have little faith on both of you right now.
I pull out my crossbow, and I take a chair and prop it up towards the door. And I'm going to get it taut enough so that if the door moves, it should pull the lever.
I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in the room with you is really good at that kind of stuff.
That's a very good question. Hey, do you want to help me set up a surprise for somebody?
I'm a little groggy still, so I'll be like, oh, I can help you with that.
Perfect.
While these two set that up, can I do sense good and evil? Divine sense.
Yes. 60 feet, correct?
Yes. Pretty much the whole damn room and then some.
You would just catch at the entrance to the shaft that there's a red aura descending down.
Descending down?
Mm-hmm.
Like towards the mayor's?
Yep. And it's a tiny, like, in your sense, like, you can sense, like, your ghost. Or
yeah.
It's based on the size of the person, right? That's what I was gathering. Yeah. Itty bitty.
I have a hunch. I feel like she's not gone. She's still here. She's heading down to Mayor Zach's office.
Well, maybe she's trying to off him.
Maybe.
Maybe we should go down there, offer our assistance. Although
yeah.
You look like shit.
After that attack, yeah.
Maybe. Do you have any potions or anything?
No potions on me. We left them back on the ship.
Well, that was a bad decision.
It was a bad decision.
Well, maybe we sleep it off and see what happens tomorrow. I mean, worst case scenario, we got free information out of that guy if he dies.
And we can get a book.
And I mean, the miners like Gabriella, so maybe she's not so bad.
She only stabbed you in your sleep.
Well, she's not on my good list, let's put it that way.
We don't know that.
I do.
Well, okay, yeah, it's true.
Did you actually see her?
No, she whispered in my mind.
Maybe it was someone trying to frame her.
I mean, he looks like a big fat guy sometimes. Who knows?
Could be. But right now, she's not on my good list.
All right. Well, we'll keep the case open on her.
Get religious up in this shit.
They already are, like, working on bolting the doors, right? I'm not going to try to get out.
You are going to get out? Sorry. You're staying in the room?
No, I'm not. Staying in the room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe we just see what happens in the morning?
Sounds like a plan.
If he's dead, he's dead.
Mm-hmm. We have no ties to him other than he gave us some info.
Yeah, we're in the clear.
And he put us up for the night?
If she's dead, then we've held up our end of the deal.
We rigged the election.
If nobody's dead, maybe it wasn't her and you were totally wrong.
Maybe.
Do you want to check?
I kind of do.
Do you guys want to check?
And we got that last... What?
Do you want to check and see what's going on downstairs?
Let's go check it out. And I rank open
Captain
the door
Torres.
As they're like...
Dash is just riding on the shoulders.
I say, can I do a dex check to not shoot the captain?
Yeah. Are you quicker?
Wait, are you trying to shoot the captain? You already
no.
set the trap.
The trap's already set.
I forgot about the trap.
14. You just hear, shit. Tung.
You disarm it just in time. It fires, just whizzes right past the captain and sticks itself right in the door.
It's a good trap.
Good job,
we'll use it after
that,
Captain. I guess I like do that.
There's like a little hole through your cape, through your cloak.
Wiggle out the bolt, put it back in, and reload the crossbow.
Good job, guys. And they start booking it down the mall.
Okay, what's your movement speed?
30 feet.
30 feet? Okay, over time you would eventually... So... You run out and you run to where the elevator shaft is.
Yep.
As you get to the shaft, you notice that there's like a bell with some string on it, and you could presume that that's how you call down the elevator. As you come to a halt right at the... Actually, is everyone running or is it just the captain?
I'm riding on the captain's shoulders.
Okay.
I feel like if we were going, I'd go.
Go?
Yeah.
Okay. What I need you to do is as you see the bell and you're... don't know really what is at that shaft, I would assume you would try to start slowing down, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I need an athletics check.
Athletics?
Yes, and I need an athletics check for anyone behind the captain.
Do you need anything from me riding on his shoulders?
No, you okay. can assist on the athletics check if you want for the captain.
Is that athletics?
Oh. Yeah. Yes. As a lookout, you would kind
That's
of
much better.
Out. Oh, good.
5.
Okay. Not good.
6.
Not good. What'd you get?
With the assist, 23.
Oh, that's much better. Okay. Captain saves the day. So you run, and you're probably 5 feet away from the elevator shaft, and you start slowing down, but the rest of your crew doesn't realize you're slowing down. And first, I'm assuming Laura was first. Laura just runs in the back of you and pushes you a couple feet forward, getting closer and closer to that elevator shaft. Next thing you know, Laura gets hit by, Drog, right?
Drog.
Okay, Drog. Drog hits Laura, who hits you, and that only pushes you a foot forward, so you're a foot away from an empty shaft that has no elevator in it and falls 9 levels.
Well, that was close.
I was imagining Dash like coming off of the shoulders and the captain like grabbing him before he falls down the shaft.
Hope easy there, little man.
As you hit that 1 foot from the fall, you see this little black cloaked speck jumping level to level and descending down.
Captain, do you want me to go after him?
Can you make it?
I'm pretty good at this stuff.
Before you do that, I have a plan.
Even better. I like a plan. I was just going to go.
So, since it's a speck, and I'm guessing it's trying to be hidden, I am going to create water again. 10 gallons. And that is range of 30-foot cube.
Okay. What's the distance?
Just 10 gallons of water. I'm just going to let it go.
Let it go?
Just okay. Let it fall.
Okay.
So if they're invisible, it's going to hit it and maybe mess up their spell or something.
How far away is this thing?
It is... Let's see. It probably took you 2 rounds to get here. It is probably 3 or 4 stories down from where you're at.
Perfect.
So 30, 40 feet.
Yeah. Okay. Roughly.
Captain, do I go?
If you think you can make it.
As soon as the captain says that, Dash leaps off, and I have the ability to, like, built-in feather fall. So as I'm falling, I'm just, like, opening my skin flaps and slowing my descent to drop down with this person.
Okay, so the passive perception for this individual is 21.
I'm not being subtle.
Right. They see you jumping down and duck into the floor they're on and jump into the quarter room.
Okay, I would like to follow them in.
Okay.
Do we notice like how far, how many levels they went down?
Yep.
And
so
then I see that.
Okay. This would be the 4th level down from where you're at with the time passing. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I would like to follow them in.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
That's what I'm good at. As a dirty one.
Oh, God.
Oh, hold on. Let me reroll that. Ooh. Okay. You land in this room, and you realize that you've landed into an armory. So there's a lot of swords, shields, armor, whatnot. And as you burst in the room and you expect to see some sort of small figure, cloaked figure in the room, by some miraculous reason, you can't find them. You don't see where they're at.
So Dash would frantically try to, like, look for doors. If he doesn't see doors, he'd be, like, searching under things, just kind of frantically looking all over for who this is. Or
yeah, as you're frantically looking with that check, you just...
Okay,
things aren't adding up. You just don't know
I'd
where
come back
went.
To the elevator shaft and yell up there, "Come! He got away! I don't know where he went!"
How'd he get away?
Well, he eluded me. He was so fast.
At this point, we called the elevator.
You've called the elevator at this point? Okay, so the elevator would be there. You would barely hear Dash over the gears grinding as you're descending down.
Yeah, once they get down there,
"He went this way!" Or "they," I shouldn't gender them. "They went this way." "They went this way and then they disappeared. I don't know where they went. I'm very fast and I didn't see where they went."
I will allow 2 people to roll an investigation check. Dash, you've already rolled yours.
Yep.
You can try to look for clues or to see if you can find this figure.
I'm going to roll for it.
So only one other person can roll?
Yeah, so 2 of you. Yep.
So him plus another one?
Yep.
All right, I'll roll 2.
Mm-hmm.
5.
15.
So,
thank God for Laura.
You guys are spreading out in this room, and you're kind of starting to clank around armor and move stuff aside to try to figure out, like, was there a small door? How did they escape out of here? Because it doesn't seem like a dead end. It's just kind of a cavernous area with no other entrance to it other than where you guys came from. And you just can't find much. Laura, you come across a couple footprints because it looks like this armory isn't used often. There's dust, so you kind of see the footprints go in a circle around the room, and it was back to the elevator shaft.
Hmm. I'll share that with the group.
There is no way it got past me. I am very perceptive.
Did you have your spyglass out?
Well, no, it doesn't work at this distance. It's too close. I know how a spyglass works. I just get confused sometimes.
Well, it looks like I went back in the elevator. I don't know.
There's no way.
Can I do my last divine sense? Because I'm guessing a minute has passed.
Yeah, it was definitely a minute. But so, yeah, you can cast it again.
Yeah. Nothing new.
Back down the elevator shaft. You barely catch a glimpse of it. It's as quick as you turn it on, it's out. And you see it down further down the shaft.
Well, I got a glimpse. I think it's further down.
Dash just runs down the hall and, like, swan dives off going down.
The elevator floor is in your way.
Oh, shit. Is there a way to, like, push the up button to make it go up?
Don't push the up button, because then we have to wait for it.
Yeah, but I'm faster.
And Dash is already pushing the button. As soon as it moves, I'll, like, squeeze under.
Okay.
And dive after.
Sure. At this point, you wouldn't see them in the shaft.
Yeah, I don't have dark vision either.
Yep, they are. You land at the very bottom back in Zach's quarters. You can make an investigation check, but you just didn't see anything, and you're not sure what.
Is it totally dark down here?
Yep.
I mean, can I listen to hear if see if I hear anything?
Sure.
So perception disadvantage?
Yes. Unless you have something miraculous that makes it not roll at disadvantage.
No.
Okay. My monkey senses are tingling.
Well, I rolled a 17 and a natural 1.
You don't hear
My
much.
My ears are broken somehow.
Really, all you hear is a little bit of dripping, like just water kind of pooling and dripping a little bit, but nothing.
From drug.
Okay. Well, yeah. Are there like handholds and stuff that this thing was using to? Can I just like go from handhold to handhold to go back up to the captain?
Yeah. So there's kind of they were basically like free soloing down this thing.
Okay.
Crazy athletic person. It's crazy. Yeah. Anyways, sure. Go ahead and just roll some athletics. Okay. One or two. It's super easy for you.
23. Oh, natural 1.
Oh, no. So you make it up a couple floors, almost up, and you go to make that next leap, and you hit water that someone had dumped down. No. The hole, and you slip.
Oh, no. Damn you, drunk!
Luckily, you catch yourself with your beautiful built-in
skin flaps.
And you don't get hurt, but you have to start
my flying squirrel wings.
So Dash is screaming and yelling down.
We're waiting for the elevator at this point,
okay.
I presume. Did you see him?
No, he eluded me.
Again?
Well, it's very dark, and I don't want to go snooping around Zach's place. Oh, he's probably down here. Shh.
We did see some footsteps, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's two sets of footprints?
Just one.
How far down is it?
How far down is what?
The basement.
I don't remember. Did I say 9 stories before?
Yes.
Something like that, yeah.
So I think it's 6. Okay. 6 down to Zach's.
It's canon.
Yeah. We're retconning. That's what we're going with now. 9.
Whatever it was before. This is what it is now.
With that, I'm going to cast Dancing Light to get 3 orbs of light and just have them start rotating.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Don't bring those down here. I don't want to wake up Zach. This is an open floor plan.
Because you didn't wake him up?
Well, I was very subtle. I'm known for my subtlety.
Uh-huh. You're the most subtle monkey in the world.
Well, just send the elevator down so I can come back up.
We're working on it.
At this point, you hear a smashing of a door down in Zach's room.
Are you trying to steal the book?
No, no, no. There was an evildoer, and I thought maybe it was What's-Her-Face coming down to shiv you, because she just shivved the captain. So the captain was stabbed in our hotel room. And then we chased after, and I dove down the elevator shaft, and I came down here to see. I was going to try to protect you.
And with that, you hear his sword draw. Give me a reason. Show the proof.
Well, I mean, I don't have it with me. I don't.
Where's your captain and his injuries?
He's coming. He's coming. He got stabbed in the shoulder. It was real bad.
And at this point, you have a long sword just stuck to your throat.
Dash is convinced that he can speak to reason, so Dash is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you hear a roar up. Captain, you better be on your way and explain this.
We're on the way. We're waiting for the elevator. It's not the fastest thing in the world.
It's very impressive, though, sir. This whole thing, it's very nice. I like your style, your whole vibe.
Enough with the flattery.
I'm sorry. It's what I get.
You woke
me
up.
When I'm nervous.
I have a big day tomorrow, and here I am dealing with this.
I maybe saved your life.
I see no threats other than you.
Well, that's fair, but I chased after something that I thought was after you to protect you.
And what's with this water?
That's a long story. We have a guy on our team. He likes to create water all over the place. It's a mess, honestly. I'll send him down to clean it up.
That would be best.
Yeah, yeah, you got it.
You know prestidigitation, right?
No.
Get a fucking mop and bucket.
Yeah, but animate objects.
I have destroy water, though.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
So time passes. You guys finally make it down to back up Dash's story. All right. Just be gone. Go back to sleep.
Okay. We're heading back up now. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. Gabriella said she didn't want me to believe what you said and stabbed me, which makes it really hard to believe her.
Did she follow you? How did she get in here?
I don't know. Like, all of a sudden, I don't know if it was her, someone else, or I didn't see her. She whispered in my ear.
Does no one on your team stand watch or protect it? Were
we
you
thought
looking
the door
for
was
threats?
Locked.
The door was definitely locked.
Well, Gabriella is a cunning sort.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this place is a secret.
Do
we walked right in.
This wound, and I show him the wound.
You're lucky you're not dead.
That is very lucky.
That's definitely her dagger.
I don't like her at all. I really want to rig this election even more now. You need to be mayor.
I don't know.
Again.
So what didn't I... What are these lies about?
I don't know. She didn't say what you were lying about. She just said not to trust you.
You seem like a trustworthy guy to me.
With a heavy sigh. I must get back. I just had fell asleep. I have to get back to bed.
Yeah. You got a big day tomorrow, big guy. You got this in the bag.
Clean up this water and get out of my quarters.
Drog. Drog, get on
clean
it.
The water.
Captain's orders.
Destroy water.
He's already walked away at this point. He's
sorry to bug you, and we head back up.
That's pretty good. How much water can you make disappear?
10 gallons.
Less impressive, but still pretty good.
Would you like me to create another 10 gallons?
Well, no. That's needless.
But entertaining.
We read the elevator all the way back up to our floor.
Okay. Are you going back to your room?
Yeah.
Locking the door?
We're all
and setting the trap
locked.
Again.
Setting the trap, okay. Are you guys going to...
Dash is going to stand and watch.
Okay.
I'm going to try to rest.
Yes. With Dash standing watch and the trap being set and you guys catching on to who you can assume might have been Gabriella, the night's pretty quiet from here on. Everyone gets their sleep. No other shenanigans. And morning comes.
Ooh, spell slots.
Weird thing about this, there's really no sunrise down here. You just assume they kind of wake up naturally. And
this feels like 8 hours. Yeah.
Do they have those like lights that slowly come on to wake you?
Not yet.
Aww.
Not yet.
Anything funny, Dash?
Anything funny?
Anything to report?
Laura farts in her sleep.
She's a he?
I did not.
I mean, she farts in her sleep. And drug. Never mind. No, that's it.
Thank you for the great report.
Yeah. Always watching.
Let's head out and make sure Zach is okay and maybe try to get some food.
I am hungry.
What time is the election over?
End of day ballots will be counted.
See, I feel like we got a long day of trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah, we really need to rig this election now because Gabrielle is a bitch.
Mm-hmm. I mean, wait, maybe we could just do it the old-fashioned way and convince people of Zach's superiority right outside the polling places.
We need to find a ledger of people that also have passed.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea. I could just get in line, go back to the end of the line, come in, vote again, go to the back of the line.
I think they'd recognize a talking monkey.
Yes. Well, that's presumptive.
You really think there's only one.
You can make yourself different people, can't you?
Four times.
That's four more than
all of us. That's four votes. That could be what we need.
I'm thinking someone should go get a ballot and we should look at it.
But first, should we check on Zach?
He's fine.
Okay.
I like the positive attitude on this one today.
All right, we're right.
You're
up to
still
the...
shady.
We'll head up to the first floor then.
Yeah.
Maybe the lobby's got a buffet.
Oh, continental
breakfast. A really nice place like this.
A buffet sounds good. And I
wonder if they have eggs to order.
Eggs do sound good.
As you guys get to the elevator shaft to go up, you realize that the elevator shaft is actually four sections each direction. So the room straight across is a buffet. You help yourself to food.
Well, that was easy.
Sweet.
We definitely eat. And then I suppose go find a ballot location or a voting location.
Fantastic. So you guys get up. You're at the... You ride the elevator to the entrance to the mayor's office. You open the door and not even maybe 20 feet away, you see Zach encouraging people to vote. Hey, today's election day. Vote for me, Zach, for mayor.
You got my vote, Zach.
On a box next to Zach within 10 feet, you see what you could presume a gnome. And you can presume, based on what she says next, that it's Gabriella.
Oh, here's your chance, Drog.
Investigation.
Gabby Vermeer. Gabby Vermeer, I'm the proper choice. Gabby Vermeer.
Somebody said Gabby stinks.
Can I? I'm gonna.
Dash is like trying to throw his voice.
How well do you do it?
I might have thaumaturgy,
actually.
I
think you do.
Oh, no, I have druidcraft.
Oh, okay.
I walk out in front of the two of them, and a vote for Zach, and I grow a flower using druidcraft, and just as people walk by, I start handing them flowers and telling them to vote for Zach while they... And I'm like, trying to provide a distraction for Drog so that I can get Gabby's attention and irritation.
Yeah, the crowd is loving the talking monkey and the flowers and the
spectacle. And doing like backflips, cartwheels. Yeah, he's making a show of it. He was a circus performer. He's got this.
Drog, Laura, still looking for a ballot or what? Captain, what's the move?
Drog's going to go cast his vote. Just so you can see what the form looks like.
Fantastic. Over by the engineering shop and the silver spine. There is a set up little hut, two different, like, essentially a curtain, a normal, like, voting type thing. There's a giant line. You're probably the 70th person in line.
Okay.
This is going to take a bit.
As that's happening, is there, like, a metal box that they're all being put in?
So you don't see where the votes are going. People go in, don't know what happens, and then they walk out.
Okay. That's what he's going to be looking for. So okay. When we get there.
Okay.
I have so many things I want to do.
Well, Dash is making a spectacle of himself.
Ha!
Woo! I'm going to walk over to Gabriella.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like, so Gabriella, right?
Gabby.
Gabby is what you go by?
Yes.
Why should we vote for you?
Because.
Just because?
Zach has been here for decades.
Zach is a nobleman.
His family is the one that shut down the mine to start with.
I highly doubt that, since he's profiting from the mines now.
Why do you think he shut it down for so long?
Why would someone who profits from the mines shut something down that makes money for him?
So they can hoard the riches to themselves.
That doesn't make sense.
How so? What do you think he spent the last 4 decades doing? His family has just been piling the gold.
It's hard to believe that, but I could see it at the same time.
Did you hear the haunted story?
Of the tower? Or the mines?
The mine. And then all of a sudden it's just gone.
Done by a band of adventurers.
So they say.
But who's to say you aren't profiting from the mines either?
I'm not here to profit from the mines. I'm here to stop a tyrant.
Okay.
Do you walk away from her, or do you stand there?
Now be gone, you're bad for my image.
Bad for your image. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, this is good. This is going to go great.
Yeah.
this is wonderful. Dash is just having fun.
20.
You pass. Nothing happens. So, I will be gone.
Otherwise, you'll get another dagger, and I won't be so nice.
Oh, my God. You're really egging it, aren't you?
Captain, can I stop cartwheeling now?
Laura... You'll have to explain to me what your actions are when you get back to the mic. The line's moving, Sean, pretty quickly.
He's just vibing.
Sorry, not Sean. My bad.
Drog.
Mm.
Drug with an O.
Hey.
I walk away. Very disgruntled is the
as
angry. I'm gonna put just angry in general.
When he walks away, I just take all the flowers that I've bloomed and I just like toss them up in the air and walk after the captain.
Oh wait, before I walk away from her, I do say, "You're lucky you're in public," and walk away
with a crooked grin on her face. She just smiles and.
Well, she seems nice.
Oh, she's a fucking lovely lady.
I thought so. I thought she looked real sweet.
Sure.
Maybe it's just because she's small. I find small things adorable.
Do they ever leave their little, whatever they're standing on?
Okay.
okay.
No, you can kind of tell it's almost like small stage. Well, for her, it's a stage. For Zach, it's just trying to get the people to vote. Just encouraging the travelers to vote for him.
Are there signs for her or anything?
Just the podium.
Just the podiums.
Yeah.
Do I notice any, like, miners or anything like that?
Tons.
Tons of miners?
Yep.
Can I walk up to one of the miners?
Okay.
And just ask them, what do you know about Gabriella?
She's the best. Gabby. She's the best. Let me tell you what.
You tell me what.
She's the best.
I'm eager to learn more about her. Tell me about her.
She's all about miners' rights, so she is going to make sure that we each get a plot of this mine and separate it out, so I don't have to pay much for my plot, and then anything I find in that plot is mine. I don't have to pay anything. It's great.
Excellent. Life good is deal. Good. And did she say how long that would go on for?
Forever. As long as she's mayor.
Okay. And this just seems she only gives to the miners.
No, she's about miners' rights.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's here for us.
And just the miners.
Just miners. The other guy, I mean, you accidentally blow something up wrong and say you mistakenly kill a guy, well, you're dead too. They have a zero violence policy.
Even an accident.
Accidents are the same.
Oh, this is going to be a problem.
I'm telling you, that guy, he's a tyrant. Tight ship.
I mean, I guess I see both sides.
Well, do you know what his real name is? Did you ask?
What is his real name?
It's Czar. It's not Zach. He changed it to Zach.
Well, what's wrong with Czar? It's got kind of a nice ring to it. Czar. Actually, not really. It's kind of shitty to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd change it too. That's a good change.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, that speaks to his taste.
His grandpappy gave him that name, and boy, that family, I tell you what.
Whew.
Have you been around these parts for long? What was your name again?
I don't have...
I'm Captain Lavarius.
Oh my gosh. This is way too formal. I am just here to mine. I don't give a hoot and shit. I'm here to vote, and then I'm going to go mine.
Excellent. I'm just looking for information on Gabby, is all.
Well, go talk to her.
I did.
That didn't go well.
In what sense did you talk? She's very open. She's a nice lady.
Maybe I'll approach her differently.
I mean, have you been out to her shack? Did she show her?
No, she didn't show me her shack. I just met her on the podium.
Boy, howdy. You made a mistake. You should have gone out there and just talked to her.
I should have.
She's a nice lady. Her bodyguards are super gentle. I've never seen them kill anyone at all. Heck, they give water to the miners. Great lady.
Thank you, good sir.
Mm-hmm.
Cast your vote and good luck mining.
Thanks. Vote for Gabriella.
Did he seem like Stepford Wife kind of robotic about that? Like he was brainwashed to say that or... Or just a true believer.
You can do an Arcana check. Huh?
Can I insight check him? To like see if he's believable?
Yeah, you can insight check.
That's horrid.
Seven.
Yeah, if he's drinking a Kool-Aid, I mean, drink the Kool-Aid.
But he believes what he's saying.
Yeah, he's no dishonest bone in his body.
So it's weird. She seems kind of all right.
She seems like a for the people kind of person.
But why did she stab you then?
That I don't know.
It seems real fucky.
Drog. Are you around? Oh, yeah.
You're five people away from casting about.
What's Laura doing?
Well, I was watching her to see if she ever left the podium, but she doesn't. No, I'm trying to think of a new plan.
Laura. Laura, go talk to her. Just, you know, yeah, woman to woman.
Get some information.
See, okay. See,
I don't think she saw you, she knows you.
Just go schmooze, B. Just remember,
squeeze them together
a little.
I don't think she's that kind of
woman. She might be.
Who knows? Maybe.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
All right, I'll go up and talk to her.
She is the right height for that. Oh.
Yeah, see?
See?
Is there like a line to go talk to her, or what's?
No, she's just on her podium doing her thing.
I'll say, hey, we're kind of new to this area, and we're kind of on the fence about who to vote for.
Vote for Gabriella.
But why?
It's an easy choice. I'm here for the miners, the rights. Rights to the land.
What about as a non-miner?
Well, what are you into? Have you not seen the technology feats that we are looking to build? I mean, we've got mining cards. We have.
Is that your work?
I support it. I invested in it.
What do you have to gain from helping all these people like this?
Getting rid of the tyrant.
Man, I got nothing bad to say about you.
Ask her why she stabbed the captain.
Just say it was...
Dash would have...
I'm mind link to you.
I'll say...
Dash was like whispering out loud.
I'll say, even if it means...
We're not near her.
Stepping on the shoulders of others, and I'll point...
Oh, okay.
Sometimes one must truly get the attention of an individual to show them the truth.
That seemed pretty extreme, though.
I didn't kill him.
He tried, though.
Did you not get the note I left?
I forgot what the note said, honestly.
It was like a map.
Oh, fuck.
Presumably to her shack or whatever.
Anyways, I must continue to campaigning. Are you done with questions?
Yeah. I'll go back and say, I don't think that area is very far away. Maybe it's worth...
Should we go look at this map?
Should we go hang out until she's done?
I think we should go invest.
No, we have to mess with it. Oh, what do we do?
I know.
Oh,
Plan A is not going to work.
Is the bar kind of open?
Anybody listening is probably
it's this, you idiot.
I know, right? We're all like,
No. The town is functioning as normal.
Okay.
They're actually overnight. There have been great strides on the artificer shop.
These people are real crafty.
They are. My vote's to go check out the map area.
We'll just go take a peek. See if we can figure out who we rig this for.
It's not like it's miles away.
Let's go look. All right.
Let's go take a look. Where's Drog? Oh, he's still in line. Should we wait for Drog?
He's working his magic.
He's doing his civic duty.
Hey, he's got a plan. Drog,
you can cast your vote.
Woo!
He walks in.
It is pretty much like standard voting. There is a sheet of paper with two boxes. Zach, or actually, let me give you a little more detail. Zach Grisham is who the orc is.
Zach Grisham.
And Gabby Yaman.
Mm-hmm. Gabby Yaman. Okay.
What you do is there's a pen there. You check your box. The pen is permanent ink. Mm-hmm. So once you write it in there, it is stuck.
Is there more than one piece of paper?
There are multiple ballots.
Okay. Zach. And I pick up another ballot, and I try and write Zach again.
Does not write again.
Okay. I try and pick up the paper. Does it allow me to walk out with it?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to cast my vote, and I'm going to take a blank one with me.
Great.
And the pen.
When you go to exit the thing with the pen in your hand, you go to look at your hand again, and it's gone.
Ah, that's cool. And I walk out. And,
we're waiting for you,
19
so.
19 investigation.
we're over here, Drog.
Drog.
Perfect. It's complicated.
Spear 30.
we're going to go check something out.
Sounds good. So, magic pen, it'll only let you write it once.
All right, use your magic and make about 5,000 of those, and then just go dump them all in the box.
Doesn't work that way.
Then what's the fucking point of the magic?
Well, it did.
I can only do certain things. For instance, and now there's three lights hovering around your head, just going in circles.
All right, all right. And Dash pulls out some seeds, and they bloom into flowers. Whoop-dee-doo, mine's prettier.
We're going to go check out this map that from the note. Do you want to come along?
Magic. Sounds good. It's what I can do. It's that or the water.
So you can make 10 gallons of water, but you can't make a few hundred ballots.
I don't think it works like that, Dash.
Water this is genasi. A stupid spell.
I can handle water.
It's your shtick, huh?
Okay, yep.
Okay, we carry on.
Yeah, we start walking the way the map.
It doesn't take you long. Probably this island is big, but it's not that big. It takes about 2 hours. There's a clear path how to get there. You definitely don't have to roll any survival. And when you get to the X on the map, there is a small hut, just like it looks like in the picture. Actually, exactly. And the funny thing is, there's a giant X on the door with two people standing in front of it, both of which are little gnomes.
Captain, use your charms.
Oh, hello. Are they just standing guard type thing? I got a note from Gabby. Can I enter?
They both look at each other, dead silent. They look at the note, and they both nod at you, and then the door opens.
Thank you, sis. We enter in.
They're the strongest silent type. They're not going to say shit.
Okay.
That was perfect, Captain. Very suave.
Can I do an investigation just to check for, like, traps or anything on this door? Or when we head in?
The door opens. If you want to do an investigation check for traps when you step into the small room, it's an 8x8. Feel free to.
Yes. 10.
You were so enthusiastic about that.
It's like one of the best rolls I've had tonight.
Everything's on the up and up. In fact, you notice this is a similar system to the mayor's office. It appears you are on an elevator floor.
Stupid elevator. They're going to take just as long.
Maybe this one's a high-speed express elevator.
She did like the miners. Maybe they built her a better one.
I'm surprised she doesn't just jump down like she did last night.
Right?
Yeah, that was slick.
And in a flash, you guys are to the bottom of this.
Hers is way better!
Oh, watch it, shit, yeah.
His is bullshit.
When you get to the bottom, there are a handful of gnomish people just going about their business, and ironically enough, none of them care about your presence in here.
And it's all gnomes?
It's all gnomes. The main thing that you see is there's some essentially a rug with some fine tapestry on it, and it runs straight down this elongated hallway. It's about 50 feet. And at the end of that, there's a case, essentially like a stand with a glass case on top of it. And you can tell that it's almost illuminated, potentially something of high value or of importance to this group. The rest of them, they're cooking, they're cleaning, they're reading books, they're just... It's a long hall of people, just a community living together.
Is it super fancy, or is it a lot more utilitarian?
Utilitarian. Okay. They're really the only nice thing is the rug that leads straight to this.
Okay, so this is practical.
Yes.
Not opulent like his.
See, this... All right, she's kind of... This is definitely more for the people. You know, this is nice. I'm sorry she stabbed you, though. Like, that's real bad.
You think?
The rest of it seems pretty good, though.
She could have talked to us like normal. Start walking down.
Yeah, what's in the case?
Yeah, let's go up to the case.
Please, make your way to the case.
Yep.
Investigation.
Start walking towards the case. We walk through it, too. Like, at least I do. Like, we are meant to be here.
Yeah, no one stops you. You get straight up to the case.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20?
19.
19. As you're looking down at this case, it's essentially a foot by a foot book. Very beautiful color. It has gold accents on the binding and on the front cover. And right in the center, in gold lettering, it says, Grisham Family History.
Earlier, you said you'd never seen a gnome. Now you've seen a whole gaggle of them.
I'm also intrigued. Grisham is Zach's last name.
You wouldn't know that.
It said it on the ballot.
Oh, it did. Thank you. You are the only one that knows it. Sorry.
Oh, it's his last name?
I just assumed he was like one of those people with one name, just Zach.
Kind of like you, Dash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm one of those people. I'm like, Cher.
Is the case like locked?
Please sponsor us.
Or is it just like a... Like, what is it?
Your investigation check, it seems to be just a case. You can try to open it and look at the book if you want.
Does the vibe of the room make it seem like I shouldn't do that?
Probably. Okay. With your investigation check, you would assume this is probably something that people don't want touched.
So if his last name is Grisham, why isn't he a gnome? Is that racist?
No.
It brings more questions.
Well, let's look at the book, and I go and I open the book.
It's under glass!
I bust the glass.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay.
What are you doing?
Can I, when he does try and move the glass, I'm going to cough and cast Silent Image, which creates an illusion around us, which is a... range is 60 foot, area is a 15 foot cube.
Is there a DC on it?
Yes, there is. investigation check against my DC spell saving. So, save is a 14.
This is going to be a lot of dice I have to roll. I'm going to just go ahead and say, with how big is the radius?
15 feet.
15 feet. I'm going to say there's probably 20 of these guys just about their business and within an earshot of someone just ripping open a glass. Just yeah. Pass, pass, fail.
Dash is just wide-eyed like,
what
pass,
the
fail,
fuck
fail.
Is happening?
Pass, oh no. Pass, fail, fail.
So lots of people saw it.
Pass, fail, fail. You have a lot of people staring at you. They may not see what's going on, but they're raising concerns about you guys standing by this book.
Everything's okay. He just slipped.
Sorry. And I pull up a bag, and it had some glass in it. My bad. How about I play you all a song? And I pull out my lute. And start strumming.
Performance.
That is a 22.
You have somehow captivated the entire room to start kind of just dancing and tapping their feet and humming along as you sing this magnificent tune. Do you have any lyrics to it?
Look away, look away. Don't see what we're doing. I don't know.
It's super catchy. Everyone starts to hear the mass. Look away, look away. Don't see what we're doing. Yeah, yeah.
This song is going to haunt us now.
More than likely. But, you know, very catchy. You know, that vibrant, almost the old working songs that you heard in the mines.
Okay.
That, you know, heavy beat as they're working. Something to that effect, you know. And as that's happening, I'm going to slowly start walking away to a point that I'm still within range of my spell, but not close, so that the attention is away from the captain to allow him to do something if possible.
Who's the fastest reader in the group? Captain, are you reading the book?
Yep.
Okay.
Just take it, because there's an illusion of it there.
Oh, I'm just going to take the book.
Okay. You don't, I mean, you already broke the glass. You can slide a hand.
12?
Yeah. So you grab the book and an alarm system starts going off.
Oh, shit, like Captain.
Like in DEFCON, you hear beep, beep.
Look away. Look away. Look away. It's fine. He just slipped. It's, I promise, he just slipped.
It's okay. Sometimes that malfunctions.
Oh, yeah, that's
perfect.
What happened. Yep, absolutely. Definitely.
All right.
Look away. Look away.
Second
performance. Everyone back to work.
Does the musical destroyer
Gabby
appear to be working?
It appears to be working.
19 for the second performance.
Still working.
This is all going so
I'm
poorly.
Pull out my pan flute and try to join him.
Go for it. What you got for performance?
Dash pulls out his drum. His little 18? Bongo drum.
Oh, man. You guys are killing it. What beat do you add to the look away?
Probably just accenting his little lyrical look away part. I'll just come in with the pan flute. I don't know the notes, and I don't usually play it, so I'm kind of faking it the best I can to fill in.
I'm just picturing a Legend of Zelda thing, the Ocarina time.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard.
Yeah, when he said it, dude, that's immediately what I went to.
It's working. You better think fast.
We're working our way back. I'm working my way back to the elevator as we're walking.
Okay. Great. Go ahead. What's your movement? This is 50
feet. 30 feet.
Okay. It's take about two actions. Dash still on your shoulder.
Yeah. Okay. Just looking around fucking paranoid.
Okay. You just tell me when you make the bolt for the elevator.
So as soon as you guys are away.
Yep.
I'm going to then look at the gnomes. Thank you, friends. I'll be performing in front of the mayor's office for Gabrielle, and I bow. And
oh, nice.
I immediately head to the thing as quickly as possible.
Great. You run to the elevator. By the time they even realize that it's actually gone because of the great performance and everything going on, you guys are well on your way back down the road. Elevator shoots up. You're out of there. The guards don't give it. They're just sitting there like, eh. Probably paying cards or something out front.
Eddie's boys, as we walk by.
All right, Captain, what's the plan? Please tell me you have a plan.
Better question, what's in the book?
I'm not 100% sure. We haven't had much time to read it as we set off an alarm.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yes, let's really pull that one out of my ass.
We can't.
Great job, by the way.
Where are we going to go? Do we go back to
should
the...
Should we go back to the... Should we go to the lighthouse?
That's a good idea.
Oh! That's a... unexpected answer. Let's do that! Maybe...
Can I do a perception check to see if I can find my way to the lighthouse?
Okay. yes, you can. Happy for you to do that. This is definitely a... Go ahead and roll.
No modifier, just straight.
Straight.
Perception. That's right. Nine.
Nine. Okay. So you see. So you've traveled up the hill to get to the little shack that's near the mine. You're closer to the lighthouse now than you were down by the shore. So you actually see the glass and the light that would normally be spinning and essentially showing everyone not to crash into this. An oddity is you realize that there's no light and it's not really functioning like it should. Appears to almost be abandoned from this distance. Issue being, you can only see that section of it and the rest is a dense forest leading up to it.
Right, lighthouse is that way.
So our plan is to go to the lighthouse and read the book?
Yes.
Okay.
That way we have some time to study it.
Or should we just get into the woods?
You're doing it in the woods, too.
Yes, but people are afraid of the lighthouse.
Also, we only have so long to make a decision about the selection.
Yeah, people are afraid of the woods, too. So maybe we just find a little spot in the woods where we can read the book, see what we can find out. Maybe that'll give us some direction on which one we should fuck up.
Makes sense.
Woods? Say average intelligence.
Sounds like a plan. We'll go to the edge of the woods and find a nice little spot.
There's gonna be something.
Edge of the how far you're
like
going?
Maybe
yeah,
into
go
the
a
woods.
Couple minutes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Till we feel where we can't see like buildings, and try to find like a little secluded spot for them to read through the book.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So easy job. Make it in the forest. These trees are thicker than they appear to be on the outside, so you guys are really actually huddled almost shoulder to shoulder, very close. It almost gets a dark and eerie as you enter the forest, more so than the overcast island itself. Mm. As you begin to open the first page of the book, someone give me a perception check who's actually reading it. Who's holding it and who's physically reading it?
That would be me. Perception, you said?
Perception.
I'd be reading over his shoulder.
Dash is just looking over his shoulder, but he can't read.
18.
Perfect. Do you have dark vision?
I do.
You too. I don't.
You don't. That's fine. You're holding it.
Yeah.
So you can roll at advantage.
12. 12.
So, you realize you flip the first page, and it starts talking about, it shows a picture of the family tree, and the delineation as there's been multiple generations of this Grisham family bloodline. As you begin to flip to the next page, and you can see most of this as well, maybe not a lot of detail, but you can clearly see what's going on, family tree.
Mm-hmm.
Next page flips open, and you realize the ink has changed quite a bit. It doesn't look like normal ink at this point. It almost looks like it's blood. The pages start to depict this family history of them finding this island and setting up the original town. The basically mayor's house, bar, and inn. That was it. As you continue to flip through the pages, it talks about how they faked the mine haunting and the family was actually the one murdering miners. Continuing through the pages, you start just seeing tally marks and more tally marks. And as you get towards, I don't know, it's like 50 pages in, these have all been tally marks. And you're kind of getting the hint that these are all miners that have died because of the Grisham family and the mine. Furthermore, it begins to talk about how they did it to close the mine, start their own little mining operation within, and take as much gold for themselves as a family as they could. Once it gets to that point, it starts to get a little hazy, and the pages actually are worn out and watered, and since it was blood that wrote this, it's starting to get more smeared, and the rest of the history up until the mine being closed is kind of hard to tell.
Okay.
So what does it say?
That's right. Dash can't read. Interesting.
All that stuff.
Well, I think we got the leverage that she has on him.
I think so.
So why doesn't she just use the book and show everybody?
She probably is going to.
But we stole the book.
We did.
Maybe we should give the book back.
I think so.
I mean, we have the information.
I don't think many people know about the book.
I think we should give it back to Zach.
Why would we give it back to Zach?
Yeah.
Because then we get the information and maybe I cut out the mine?
I mean, the selfish answer is Zach. He would probably pay us very
handsome.
Just because
his ancestors were shits doesn't mean he was.
It's fair. He is a bit overzealous with the laws. And they are hoarding wealth. Although...
That hotel is very nice. That's a pretty penny.
And also, it is their island. They found the island. So it's kind of their wealth. I'm very torn. This is very morally gray.
I feel
like super morally torn right now.
She's not going to offer us any money. And she's already stabbed the captain. Versus the guy that's already offered us money and knowledge. Well, mainly knowledge, but I'm hoping we'll get money.
You know?
And he hasn't stabbed anyone.
You know, that's fair.
But then again, I'm a simple man.
I guess I'm still voting for Zach. I'm very easily persuaded.
Yeah. Very torn.
What say you, Laura?
Kind of, I like the idea of maybe giving it back to Zach.
I mean, it is his genealogy book. The whole... Was that blood?
Yes.
In the book? I mean, that's a bit ominous.
It's just how many people his family's killed.
I mean, that's a lot.
We could also show it to him and then use his leverage to get more from him. It really is powerful.
I feel if we did that, we might show up as a tally mark. Plus... favor owed to someone that owns an island means we have a port in the storm down the road.
What if all these people that he's giving the death penalty to are actually just miners that he's continuing to make disappear? They pay the 3,000 to get the license, and then he frames them for a crime, and then more can come in. Pay their 3,000 for the license. He finds them guilty of a crime.
And there's enough traffic here, no one would know the difference.
I feel like I
feel well, like maybe I'm overthinking this.
So what's the decision?
What split are we at right now? Where's everyone at?
Okay, I'm having second thoughts. So morally, I think I agree with her more.
Ethically?
I mean, like, she seems to be doing things for the right reason. I mean, if I wasn't in the position where I know what I know, I'd probably be voting for her.
I feel like she has the more of the town in mind. She wants this to be a free town.
Or she staged this whole thing for us to read the book so that we will sabotage him when in actuality she's the bad guy.
I think you're right on that one.
I we could go with that one too because she did stab me.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I'm petty. She stabbed you, Captain.
Or I got an idea. We go in between them, and we drop the book and give them both a choice.
Let them fight it out.
What is the truth here? And let
we
them discuss
them
it in front of
them. Mortal Kombat.
Well, there's that, but or force them into truth.
Oh, well, that works too.
And because in public, they got to keep their image.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do? I mean, the image is there. They want people to vote for them, so they want to be the good.
It seems like this place is already a banana republic, so I don't think it's going to peel that way.
Shit! We are no closer to making a decision than we were before!
So you guys want to head to the lighthouse?
Yeah, let's go to the
Let's go to the lighthouse.
Maybe Dr. Fizzgig.
Maybe he knows something.
Maybe
that's
he
why
knows
no one
something.
Knows to go.
He's been around for a long time. Maybe he knows some shit.
Let's go talk to
Fizzgig.
We make our way to Fizzgig.
We go to the lighthouse.
Okay, so again, dark, very, very dense forest. I'm going to need some.
Can I cast dancing lights, please?
Yes.
So, 3 orbs of light, and they can move with me. Within 120 feet. So, can't see in the dark?
Nope.
Can't see in the dark. Can you see in the dark? Okay. You have a orb of light of you. You have a orb of light over you as well. And then the last one's like 100 feet in front of us, just bobbing so we can see what's going on.
Okay.
As we're going.
They're 60-foot range.
120 feet.
Okay. So that just makes it where you don't do disadvantage on your survival checks. Who's leading the party?
I am.
Dash is distracted by the orb. He's acting like he's holding it up, like it's so heavy.
Oh, man.
18.
Great. You make...
It's the beginning of
the forest, the only thing holding you back from getting there faster is how dense it is and how you have to navigate and weave through trees. It's not that you can't find out where you're going. It's just taking time to work through it. We can make it... Give me one more survival check. Let's just make sure you don't get off. That'll take you super close.
Four.
Captain!
So, as you guys make your way through, you realize that there's a bunch of trees that kind of fell down, almost like a storm had come through just this particular part of the forest. And it just gets you off track a little bit. Not that you don't know where the lighthouse is.
You have to take a detour.
You just have to detour out of the way to go there. Probably, this is getting pretty late in the afternoon. You are standing on the cliff face, or the cliff where the lighthouse is at. The forest is now opened up, clear as day. There's the lighthouse.
Is it like a stone tower?
Stone tower, very old wooden doors. And instead of having a doorknob, it's like the old handle, like a circular handle to open it. You see a padlock kind of with some metal just holding the door locked shut, per se. Not that you couldn't break the lock. That's how it is. Now you can clearly see that the lighthouse isn't functional, which is kind of odd.
Are there any open windows?
No open windows. And yeah, there's really no open windows. It's just stone all the way up to the glass top.
Okay. There's no. Is there any, like, plants or anything around it or anything that's dead?
Great question. Someone give me... Actually, I'll make this a captain role because you were leading the party. When you were in the Feywild, do you recall some of the plants you've seen?
Yes.
There are essentially elevated flower beds with those plants all around it.
Which it smells oddly familiar around here.
You should try the door.
Dr. Fizzgig!
And Dash just starts banging on the door.
Just try and open it.
Well, I don't want to just barge in. He might live here.
Do you remember these plants?
Yeah, they look oddly suspiciously like those ones where the
from the Feywild, as we were walking through the forest.
Wait, Feywild?
And Dash, like, scurries over.
Look at those plants.
You know what, do you recall these plants?
I do.
Do I? I suppose I should ask. I feel like I would.
Unless you're super intoxicated, yeah.
Yeah, these are from back home.
And he reaches in his pocket, and he's like, I've got to get out a good one. And he pulls out a seed, and it grows into one of these flowers.
Are they good or bad? It felt like every plant we touched there was bad.
Oh, yeah. You know? I'm not sure.
Do I know whether it's...
Clarification, real quick, just to backtrack a second. Did you try to plant the flower, or did you just
Used my, like, druid craft to make the flower grow.
So it's still standing in your hand, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you would know these are not good flowers.
Okay.
Don't eat it.
Eat it.
Don't.
Okay.
Eat it.
Smoke it?
Don't smoke it. No. No, you don't even want to touch it. I'm holding it by the stem for a reason.
And I like toss it down into the flower bed.
But don't touch those. Most, if it's from the Feywild, probably don't touch it. The prettier it is, the more fucky it is.
Hey, that's what that other fairy, that's what the fairy said when we were there.
Trixie, I think, was the word.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Trixie. That's a common one. There's a lot of Trixie going on there. Mm.
When you set that flower down into the flower bed, an odd thing starts to happen around you. What was just a small amount of fog in the sky is starting to settle down and almost encompass the group to where all you can see now is the lighthouse in front of you, the flower bed, and the forest has disappeared behind you.
Captain, Dr. Fizzkig, we come in peace.
13 Arcana.
13 Arcana.
Mm-hmm.
You would know from your travels that this is probably... it's a trap spell, but it's a trap to make sure that people can't see what is happening. Not necessarily good or bad, but the fog is building for a reason.
Obfuscation.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
Well, maybe he's a really nice... Dr. Fizzgig, what's his last name again?
McCrackle.
Dr. Fizzgig McCrackle, that's a great name. We come in peace.
I'd like to try and open the door.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give me a strength check.
Eight.
Trog goes to open the door and you pull and you feel like you got enough weight behind it, but you forgot it's padlock shut, so it just sits there.
As I realize that, I'm going to look around, see if anyone's noticing. I'm going to subtle spell knock it.
Okay. So knocking on the door itself?
Are you using the spell knock?
Yes.
Great.
So it's the magic, it unlocks, and all of a sudden you just hear a kaboom out of nowhere. Just bam!
What happened?
Fixing the lock, Captain. And I just turn the door and open.
Just grab the handle, pull it right open. It opens up.
Perfect.
That knock spell's a motherfucker.
You're looking into the lighthouse. It's kind of dusty and dark. Are your orbs still out? Do you send one in?
Yeah.
Okay. So inside of this room, in the center, you see a globe. A nice little globe on a table caked with dust. Around that, you see a bunch of bookshelves. Everything's just caked in dust. There's papers, maps, everything scattered about. It's actually really unorganized and chaotic for the most part.
Trog's loving every minute of it.
Really, you don't see anything that jumps out particularly at you. Laura, can you give... I should ask, Laura, is the whole party looking in as the door opens, or what's happening?
Yeah. I would be telling Laura,
Laura, say something smart, technical jargon.
Do you see anything interesting around here, Laura?
Is there anything that's reminiscent of the book?
No book.
But I mean, like, those sort of things that maybe I would have saw in the book.
Along the walls in where essentially like candle or light holders would be, you're seeing a lot of gears and man-made or crafted items within the room. So the globe itself is sitting on a centerpiece of gears that looks like potentially it could spin around, much like the mining carts.
Let's spin it. Like, does it do anything when I spin it? Like, what happens?
You're going to go attempt to spin it?
Yeah.
Sure. It doesn't move. It's like something stuck.
Okay. Any other gizmos or...
Yep. Like I said, there's lots of candle holders against the wall. Different... just weird technology scattered about, and it really doesn't make any sense other than the globe.
Okay. Are there stairs that go up or anything, or is it just like one big room?
That's the weird part. It's just one big, tall room. So the room goes up a couple stories. There's a little bit hanging out, but there's nothing really beyond that first story.
I'm suspecting maybe there's some sort of device. So can I, like, investigate to see if I can find, like, a lever or some sort of activated?
Sure. When you're going through the room, is everyone inside at this point, or are some people standing outside?
I think we're all inside.
I'd be on Captain's shoulders, so...
I'm definitely inside. I'm looking at the books, trying to discover any...
Yeah, I'm kind of like looking around like weird, like shuffling through the papers.
Okay, so what I need is everyone who's looking and shuffling through things, I need you to give me a sleight of hand check.
I'm not rolling. Dash isn't doing shit.
Dash, can you roll for me, please?
Oh, yeah.
21?
Six.
15.
I rolled a 10.
Great. So, everyone besides Captain. Captain, what are you reaching for in particular out of some of the stuff I've described in this room?
Just kind
of
just oddly looking through
the books,
like,
or
just the papers, like, mm-hmm. like what is it? Like questioning when you go into a room and just kind of fiddling through things, you know, like
looking for something that catches your eye.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything that kind of stands out.
Perfect. As you go and you're shuffling through the mess of different scrolls and maps and whatnot, you push everything aside and you see right underneath what you would consider a red button. With your sleight of hand, do you push that? Or I would assume with your sleight of hand, you probably just accidentally bumped it when you were moving.
Yeah, I bumped, like, as I was, like, reaching in, I hit it with, like, my hand.
Great. As you hit it with your hand, the door behind you slams shut. And everyone in the room is really overwhelmed with this very draining energy. Can't quite explain it, but things just don't seem like... You almost don't seem like yourself. Probably Dash is the only one that doesn't.
I haven't had mushrooms in a while.
With that, in your statement, the metal candles that are really man-made and weird begin to light up, like flicker, like electricity is running through this.
Laura, is this supposed to be happening?
Well, it's pretty new technology to me, too. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
What are you good for? You're supposed to have answers.
Why? All of a sudden it just turned on light?
Well, yeah. Look right there. It's right in front of you.
What do I see when I look up?
Great question. You see the lighthouse itself, the big light on the top begin to flicker and start. And with that, we're going to end the episode there.
We turned on the lighthouse.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Monroe's Chess, presented by Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. Drop us a like, follow, and subscribe. Don't forget to leave us a comment what you thought of this twisted episode of ups and downs. And join our crew next week as we find out just what happens in the lighthouse.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.